Hey everybody, it's Vicky Pezza and you're listening to the Naughty Show podcast. This episode was recorded live at the third annual Los Angeles Podcast Festival in Beverly Hills. We just want to thank everyone at the PodFest, the crew, the staff, the volunteers, and especially the Fest founders, Graham Elwood, Chris Mancini, Andy Wood, and huge fan and supporter of our show, Dave Anthony. If you weren't there live and you didn't get a chance to see the show, and you listen to this episode and you think, I really, really want to see what's going on, the good news is you still can. If you go to lapodfest.com/live, use code NAUGHTY at checkout to save $5, which is 20%. So for $20 using code NAUGHTY, you can see a video of all of the shows. So there'll be video episodes of everything that was recorded at the festival. Not just the Naughty Show, but also the Dollop and Toe Fop, which featured Gareth Reynolds, Talkin' Shit with Eddie If, and Death Squad, which both featured Sam Tripoli, along with every other fucking podcast. There was over 30 of them. What the Fuck with Marc Maron, Girl on Guy with Aisha Tyler, The Crab Feast with Ryan Sickler and Jay Larson, Comedy Film Nerds with Graham and Chris, Jonah Radio, Who Charted, Keith and the Girl, Probably Science, The Todd Glass Show, Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo, Pop My Culture, Road Stories, Comics on Comics, Improv for Humans, Risk with Kevin Allison from The State. Because there's so many episodes that we do that you guys hit us up on Twitter and you say, we loved the show, but we wish we could see it. Well, this is a time that where you can actually see it because they did record it. And along with our show, you get all the rest. So go to lapodfest.com/live. And use code word NAUGHTY at checkout to get 30 plus podcasts for $20. And that video feed will be up for the next 3 weeks. So act fast. Unfortunately, a little bit of the audio got cut off on the beginning of our show. So what you're not hearing is music playing while Erica Holland, our first ever Miss Naughtylicious, is doing a striptease in front of the PodFest audience. But other than that, it starts up right when I get on stage and start the intro. So let's just get to it. Here we are, The Naughty Show, live at the third annual LA PodFest.
iTunes described our show perfectly recently. They gave us a review and they said, I'm not sure what this show is about, but it's good. That's our new catchphrase. I'd like to introduce my two co-hosts. Our first one, he is a sound effects machine. Some of you may know him as Gary, for some reason. Yeah. Gareth Reynolds! And of course,
our host. Hi, everybody.
He brings the wood.
Hey, everybody.
Without you, he's just talking to himself. Sam Tripoli!
What's up, motherfuckers? Yo! Weird. Give it up for Erica Holland bringing the heat. Thank you, all 20 of you, for coming here. I want to thank the 20 people in the room and the millions watching at home for coming out to the Naughty Show. You guys are a bunch of sick fucks. One more time, Erica Holland, everybody.
Amazing.
Guys, we have so much going on in this show. We're so excited about it.
We're overwhelmed.
We're giving away product. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors. We want to shout-out to our good friends at Fleshlight. We're giving away a Fleshlight during the show.
Fleshlight. Is my mic on?
Fleshlight. Where is it? Right here. We got a Fleshlight. And it's not just any Fleshlight.
Hello?
This is a very special Fleshlight.
Yes.
We're giving away a penis pump also.
This is for any Asians in the crowd. And here we go. We're giving away a purple. This is made out of fucking Smurf pellets, everybody.
Here, show them the front. There you go.
Show them the front. It is the alien Fleshlight.
What is it like to fuck Smurfette? You can finally know.
Yeah.
You can know what Handy knew for all those years.
Before, that was only for Papa Smurf. Now, everybody.
See, I thought it was Handy.
Okay, either one. Handy was gay, right? Which one was the gay one?
Vanity.
I think they were all gay.
They were all gay.
I think if you really think about it, they're all gay.
We're going to give away some Naughty Show merch.
Oh, shit.
And we're giving away 14.5
used. This
inches
is used, guys.
Of destruction.
And this is used. This is not new. This
no,
is
this
used.
Is brand new.
This is a used one.
It's about
one.
To get used. Some of you guys don't think this is real.
I have a feeling we're the only podcast that's going to do that.
Yeah.
In a good way.
You guys
way.
Can go see Aisha Tyler, who's black, or you can see 14 inches
you know what
of black.
You know what would be
up
fun?
To you.
Sam, if one lucky winner wins both of these, they can just fuck this thing with that. And I think that's, I don't know what the point is, but that sounds fun.
Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm afraid of this, but it might be used as a weapon. Let's say somebody breaks into your house, you can beat the fuck out of them with this. Some people don't think this is real. Please welcome
It's real.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Please welcome to the stage a very good friend of the Naughty Show. We just met her tonight, and she's going to be our BFF forever. Please welcome adult film star Vanity, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, Vanity, you were just on Talking Shit, right?
Yes, I was.
Vanity, can you please tell us if this is real or not?
Show the millions watching.
Show everybody
Show the millions watching.
Let's see. How far do you think you go on that, Vanity? Okay, good luck. Give it up for her real quick.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She just dropped the
mic. That's a 15-yard
penalty.
She
just dropped the mic. Vanity, we love it. Give it up for Vanity, everybody.
And again, that's a used dildo, guys. That's been used.
I think it cracked the floor.
This is
Somebody's
awesome.
Somebody's lucky to dip in it. It's been used.
We're going to give this away during the show. So excited about it.
We're excited for the giveaway, for sure.
Want to give up for our other sponsor. Take care, Vanity. Thanks for coming. Give it up for Vanity.
Thanks,
one
Vanity.
Time.
Vanity. That's what you call a poppin'.
That's what you call
that's
a
poppin'. That's what you call a poppin', guys.
We want to give it up for our very special sponsor. He's been with us since the beginning.
Our very special? Sam, you're not talking about who I think you're talking about, are you?
Oh, we are.
Are you talking about L.A. Speedweed?
Yes.
L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service. L.A. Speedweed. L.A. Speedweed. If you don't get on board with L.A. Speedweed, you think the Bible's literal.
So this is because you guys are so great, and Naughty Show fans are the best fans in the world. What we're going to do is everybody in this room is going home with a fucking L.A. Speedweed joint. You all get weed.
Yeah. We're giving you weed.
Keep talking, Gareth. Keep talking.
Sure, sure. I was just going to say what a great prize it would be if everybody just got to go home, too. I mean, that like you get to go home. You get to go home with joints. And the general spectrum of things, both are W's as far as how your night plays out. I'm just saying, oh, Ritz crackers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Sam Tripoli. And Sam, how can we give away L.A. Speedweed to the millions watching? Hey, Sam, I believe in Christmas. I believe in Christmas. All right. What? That's fucked up. I'll take one to try one.
Okay, oh. Give them away, bro. We have...
You can't throw money at the people and then expect them to be okay. I mean, you gotta feed them. You
40
promise.
Joints and 12 people here, okay? We're going to be fine.
Speaking of the Bible, that does sound biblical.
Yeah.
40 joints, 12 people.
It will be a Jewish holiday, another Jewish holiday. This won't be called Zsa Zsa Gabora, okay?
That sounds fun.
Okay.
Thank you guys for coming out to Naughty Show. I don't know why I'm sweating here. If you went to Talking Shit, you realize I'm on a boner pill. Rock hard right now. Rock hard.
Why?
Sam, should we do a comparison between you and the monster?
Oh, that thing kills me.
And guys, it already has a ground hair on it, so the winner's going home. The winner's going home with a ground... No, no, no. That's part of the prize now. No. Oh, really? God damn it. God damn it.
It has feelings, dude. It's so veiny, too. Would you even want it?
You know what? It's so veiny, it probably thinks this podcast is about it.
Gareth Reynolds, one of the fastest guns in the West.
Yeah!
It's so veiny.
It's all downhill from here, guys.
Oh, my God. What are you, Derek Jeter, who just hit a fucking single?
No, I'm Derek Dieter, and he is better in German.
So we have a great show for you. We have our good friend Clownvis is going to be going up in a few.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Clown Elvis. He's going to be here singing some songs, and we're going to be doing some crazy shit. And then we also have the comedy film nerds are going to be coming up on stage, and they're going to be critiquing my brand new movie that's out called Live Nude Girls.
Yep.
Sam is in a movie.
Sounds like the reviews are in.
I believe that was a raven. Am I crazy to think that was a bird? Ha 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 ha! Ha ha!
LA Speedweed, and then we're going to go to Q&A.
LA Speedweed, America's number one medical marijuana delivery service. If you're not on board with LA Speedweed, you support Hitler. It's a line in the sand.
So very excited about the show. I want to get into some stuff real quick that we've talked about on the podcast. Do you want to get into that?
Let's get into it. We had some podcast news. The first thing.
That was a breaking news sound?
Yeah, that was breaking news.
Bill Simmons.
For the millions.
Oh, I want to talk about Bill Simmons. You guys know who Bill Simmons is? Nope, nobody gives a fuck.
Right. You guys
are the one person
not.
Who clapped.
Is this
up.
What I have to do? I just have to throw weed at people to get fucking reactions?
We'll do it.
Camera guy.
Now, see, Sam, if there's
camera
one
lady,
thing I've learned. If there's
camera
one thing I've
lady,
learned.
Look at that. That
Sam,
was a fucking
if there's one thing I've
Clayton
learned,
Kershaw fucking curveball right there.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's you know, right now they're happy, but long term we're not training them properly.
Yeah.
They're just going to think anytime there's a lull they get joints, and that's just. Yeah,
what's
exactly.
Wrong with
see,
that?
That's what. Well, I think we're going to run out. Remember the Bible?
No.
Yeah, 40 joints, 12 people. And yeah. We're already,
I would love if they legalized cocaine and I could give away cocaine at a meeting. Wouldn't that be great, lumberjack guy?
I don't think you would give away cocaine.
No, she thinks I'm on blow right now.
No. But the best way, the best way for Sam to do a coke giveaway is to sneeze, guys. Yeah. That's the best way. We all win.
Just uncalled for, man.
I like your hurt voice.
I'm a fucking human being.
Yeah, with a hard boner.
Yeah, I have this soldier has been saluting for about 3 hours
well,
now.
It's the ISIS thing. We're all patriotic at this time. I mean, we're fighting a global war against pockets of terrorism.
Yeah.
They redefine themselves. Sam redefines the war.
Yeah.
Right there. Thank you.
Thank you for yelling. That's a metaphor. Thank you. Because our crowd is so retarded. I mean, we just had a tranny deep throat a fucking dildo. Anybody disappointed about how far she could go, by the way? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Well,
anybody
yeah.
else?
Yeah. Kind
says of. A little Asian girl. Asian lady. If you go farther than that, I will give you two
and
joints.
Keep in mind, it's been rolling on the stage.
I will give you two joints and a fucking
see, it
strap
blends,
on.
It blends in with the chair leg.
What,
if you think you can go deeper than she went right now, you're putting up your hair to fucking take the challenge?
What is
oh,
even
I'm
going,
so excited.
What is even going on here?
Why is there a
dude,
man
why does
on
it come with a pager?
On?
Oh, shit, I gotta go. I gotta go to court. I gotta go to court.
Let's take a look at it, bro.
I have a case to do.
Sam, will you try this on?
Please, Sam.
I need this. I'm rock hard right now.
Oh, that's just the plug. Oh, my God. It's the dumbest, weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It's actually quite brilliant.
Wait,
what happened?
You put your real dick in it?
Yeah.
What's the point
but
of that?
You have
that's
one
just
already.
Like an Uber rubber. That's a Ruber. What
that's
the
for her pleasure. You put it in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but you know, but you also have a fucking penis. You put your penis in this?
Yeah, but this is for people with small penises. This is so your girlfriend doesn't leave you
right,
for a black
guy.
Right,
so you put your penis in this?
So you just set up this expectation that when you really want to get fucked, we put on my fake dick?
Yeah.
That sounds like a recipe for marriage.
Yeah. But here's the brilliance of this toy, is that this goes in the vagina, then this is for her back.
No. This is if she wants like a shrimp sampler. She can actually get like a little piece of shrimp.
That's not a back door. No, this is the rabbit for the clit.
Look at this.
I have plenty. Sam.
How does he have it on?
He has it on. He has it on for
no,
ass play.
That's not for ass. That's for ass.
No, that's no, ass. Or
what?
No.
Where's
actually,
your clit?
I'm picturing doggy, and so are you, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm picturing,
we're picturing
missionary.
Doggy.
No, she's picturing missionary. I'm picturing doggy.
That's what I'm picturing.
Ladies, isn't the rabbit for the clit?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, all three of you.
And if you look under your chairs, you're all going home with one.
All three ladies agree.
Everyone gets a rabbit. All right.
You know, thank you for tuning into the Naughty Show. I just wanted to talk about something we talked before. If you guys listen to the podcast, we've talked about the iCloud and all the nude photos that have been stolen. And a lot of... That's a weird moment to laugh at that. Why is the camera guy laughing at fucking stealing? Are you one of the people stealing the... Okay, we'll move along. But... A lot of people are like, oh, my God, Jennifer Lawrence's snatch. We got to see this. Anybody look at them? Be honest with you. Anybody look at them? Couple guys, couple Oz guys.
Just for research.
Few hands.
Okay.
One of them's Coleman's, by the way.
Coleman, have Dragonfly. You looked at those pictures?
Dragonfly.
Is your girlfriend okay with that? Do you guys look together?
We're finding out right now.
Now, as a woman, when you looked at her snatch, did you go...
Medically speaking.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, I'm better than her snatch. What did you think of that? It's a perfectly
reasonable snatch.
Was it a snatch match?
That is the weirdest Yelp review I've ever seen for a snatch. How many stars is perfectly reasonable?
You know, I heard a lot of good things about this pussy, but when we went there, it actually was a little bit of a letdown. We had to wait for a while, and the waiter was really rude. Parking was the worst.
I didn't look. Someone made me look at Hope Solo's asshole.
Yeah, because you had told me that you didn't look at all. And then yesterday I was with Gareth, and he showed me quite a few pictures of Hope Solo's asshole that was sent to him by you.
I did not look. Someone goes, hey, dude, you invented a drink called Hope Solo's Asshole, which I did, which is Jack Daniels, Jaeger, and chocolate vermouth. And that was invented after she had won the U.S. gold for women's soccer at the Olympics. And I thought, what a fucking American hero. We should invent a drink after her. And it was Hope Solo's Asshole.
Now, who knew that both the drink and the pick would make you throw up?
Yeah.
What a crazy...
100%. But I don't care about naked... I mean, like, let's be honest, man. Can we be honest here? We're just a bunch of friends.
Is this a safe place?
Is this... Like, pussy's trading on, like, penny stocks, right? I mean, like... Does anybody... I mean, like, each girl's snatch here is unique to them, okay? Like, you love your girl's snatch, right? It's special to you. But if you took a picture of that and put on the internet, there's a million... I mean, there's a girl taking a shit on another girl's mouth that's got a billion views. Like, Jennifer Lawrence, are you shitting in somebody's mouth that I need to take a look at this picture? Okay, that's silence on that.
What's the question?
The question is what... Who cares, man? Does anybody really care if these girls... I mean, from a privacy point of view, it's offensive.
I'll tell you, for me, it's the Hope Solo pick is different because...
She lost a little respect.
Well, it's crazy. What I've been presented with is crazy things. Things that were like if WebMD had like an image search you'd be using. Like,
right.
It's on that level. Everything else, I think you can be unscathed. Has anyone seen the
picture, by the way? Anybody, young man in the front row, have you seen Hope Solo's asshole?
I'm going to
do to you is I'm going to come here for a second. Can you come up on stage?
Oh, Sam, are we going to play?
I would love a real reaction.
Are we about to play Hole Solo?
Do you don't want to come up on stage? Does anybody here want to come up on stage?
Who wants to play Hole Solo?
Hold on.
Yes.
Have you seen
Sir, slow down. Sir, slow down. Slow down.
What we're going to do is we're going to get honest reviews of Hope Solo's asshole. Okay? All right, hold on.
This happened to me. I see myself in you right now. Yeah.
It happened to me, and he did it to me.
Do you have Hope Solo's asshole? I erased it from my phone.
No, I don't.
Oh, man. Hold on, real quick.
You're right.
Real quick, spin around five times. Take your time. Yeah, five.
That's going to make him more sick.
Yes.
He's absolutely right. And for the millions watching at home right now,
I don't
just
have the picture.
The
I got rid of it. Okay, sit down. God damn it.
I can't believe.
But if you know what it looks like, it's basically like when Dracula sleeps upside down from the fucking ceiling. It looks like she has a bat hanging from her snatch. That's what it is.
It looks...
Everybody feel good?
It looks like a flat picture, like a map of some sort with like a hole in it.
Topographical map? Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
like,
hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're back. Yeah, let's play it.
Okay.
Let's
come
play.
Up here.
Let's play.
Come up here. This is called Rate Hope Solo's Asshole. Here's how it goes. Spin around five times.
You're not
ready. Here we go. Spinning.
Here we go.
No black.
Here we
box.
Go. Here we go. Stop and Hope Solo's Asshole. Yeah. You want to come up here real quick? Here,
you
I'm
gotta
showing.
Come up and play
Hope
the game.
Hope Solo's asshole.
No, we're not handing out my phone.
App Solo's. I want to get a I want to get a reaction from a young lady. Come you here for a second, sir? You're not a young lady. Okay.
You don't know what
you
he's
know
inside.
You know how beautiful your vagina, and you probably don't know what your asshole is. Have you eaten her ass before, sir? Be honest. Yes, she's got a beautiful asshole, right? I've watched so much porn. You have a nice pink raspberry asshole.
You know, this is a lot like Dr. Oz.
I'm going to show you what Hope Solo's asshole. Come here. I want to get an honest reaction from you. Here we go.
Don't be disingenuous when you see this.
Be honest
with
Hope Solo's asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Hope Solo's asshole made this young girl cry. That's how bad.
Yeah.
Bring it over here. Do you want to show your girlfriend? Do you guys want this moment? Okay, come up real quick.
As a couple.
As a couple, I want you to look at Hope Solo's asshole. Are you ready?
We carved out.
Look at each other because your relationship may not be the same after this. Three, hold each other. Two, one, Hope Solo's asshole.
You guys are going to break up. It's like The Ring. In 6 days, you're going to have huge issues. It's like The Ring.
In about 3 months, you're going to be haunted by a fucking blown out pussy.
Coleman, I'm so sorry.
That needs to be buried.
Yes. So I'm not really into those pictures because it doesn't really.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you are.
It doesn't really.
Let the millions at home judge, but
no,
you seem
me.
Clinical.
Okay. All right. All right. Oh, by the way, I just sent this picture to here real quick. I want to show you a picture of that I sent to Gareth Reynolds.
By the
way, ready for it?
If there's one thing to learn, it's that you should text with Sam Tripoli.
There you go.
Get really weird
That's
pictures.
Gareth getting jizzed on in Phoenix, by the way. If anybody's wants to know what that is.
You guys, it's a dry heat. You're going to get jizzed on. It's a dry heat. It's a dry heat. You'll find that. It's in the 5 day.
Should we bring up the comedy film nerds right now? Or should we talk about Bill Simmons?
Well, maybe we should explain the movie a little bit.
Okay. Why don't you? Okay. I recently shot a blockbuster movie.
It's available on Amazon. I rented it.
It's available on iTunes, Amazon, and a whole bunch of other
places. Not Blockbuster, oddly enough.
This segment is brought to you by... What? Because there's no Blockbusters.
That's what I'm telling the people. You're welcome.
Yeah. This segment is brought to you by L.A. Speedweed.
L.A. Speedweed. L.A. Speedweed. Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service. If you're not on board with L.A. Speedweed, you support animal cruelty. Daily.
So, here's... You love weed?
Well,
what we're
going
to do, we're giving away joints. Hi, guys. Welcome to Gay Poultry Night. Thank you for coming.
And by the way, he said Gay Poultry Night. We're just bringing up a bunch of chickens who we think might be by.
I can't take it.
Hey.
Any cockle-doo. That's from Mr. Show, that one.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, sit down.
Hey, guys, sit down or we heave joints at you. The threat meter's red.
So move over one. I want to bring
not.
Up our guest.
This is what Harriet... No, I will not.
Well, I did a movie called Live New Girls. A director who's since passed away named Jay Leggett was directed and wrote this thing. And he did a movie called Without a Paddle. And he also wrote one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life, which is... it's called Employee of the Month. Not the Dane Cook one. But the one that came out 6 months before. It's hilarious. So I shot this movie with him. And I just want... And the Comedy Film Nerds is one of my favorite podcasts. So I wanted to bring them up real quick. They decided they would be nice enough. Please welcome Graham Elwood.
Yes. Just Graham. Graham!
Yeah. Yes.
I can't wait.
Real quick, everybody, give it up for Graham. This is the third year he's put this on.
Oh, you guys are so great.
I think he's so funny, and I love this guy, and I'm so happy that you're a success, and I'm so happy we could bring 12 people.
It's just, but you brought this. This is more like a baker's dozen.
Would this make you more comfortable? The whole show.
This is just...
Jesus. Sam, we can't unsee that. The millions of people can't unsee that.
You have until that drops to do your review. Like the sands of time, so is the Black Hawk.
When the dildo drops.
Well, it's time for a decision. The dildo has fallen.
Well, so is this like a mistletoe? Like
yes.
If you're
you make out with a tranny every time you walk under it.
All right.
Your podcast, Comedy Film Nerds, is awesome. It's I've been blessed to do it twice. I don't know how they've went, but I always have fun doing it. So we recently had you on the Playboy radio show, our Playboy show, and you were nice enough to agree to critique my movie,
Live New Girls that I had a huge role in and people loved it. And I just want to see what is your opinion of Live Nude
now,
Girls?
Now, wait, Graham, just so we're clear. This is, we want it. Sam can only get better from his critiques. Don't touch the black cock.
What are you doing?
Sam can only better from his critiques.
It's so. Not, you know, now it's like a rock climbing wall that you got to like climb up.
That'd be a funny one it's to like, be like, I'm not grabbing that one.
It's like Indiana Jones. You got to fly to the next one.
This has got to be some kind of CrossFit thing. Like, climb up the dildo.
That's it's a stalag cock.
Yeah, it's like a...
Oh!
The
I
noise.
I was going to Rocky that dick. I was
going to... I was going to Rocky that dick. That is correct.
Cocky.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So... Yes, we review a lot of really
fun movies.
Fun movies. We do a lot of independent films. We have a book, The Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies. I don't know that Live Nude Girls is ever something that we've ever reviewed on that show.
Thank you, Trailblazer. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes, yes. Yep. So much so that Chris goes, you dropped the DVD up. Chris Mancini, for those of you who don't know, my co-host, father of two children.
Nicest guy.
Nicest guy in the world. And he got the DVD. Sam left it at his house on his front door and then texted me and goes, oh, shit, I know Chris has kids. Like, watch out. So I text Chris. I go, Chris, you know, don't watch this in front of the kids. He watched like 10 minutes of it and sends me a text going, hey, buddy, I think this is more for you. This is,
it was too much goodness, right?
Yeah.
It's like cocaine. You're like, here's a whole plate of cocaine. You're like, I can only do two lines or else I'm going to die. That's what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. He viewed your movie like lines of cocaine.
Thank you.
You know, Sam, it's an analogy us and the millions of people watching can get behind.
Yes.
It's like when you have the big pile of coke and you just want two lines.
Yeah, exactly. Chris
I'm just
Mancini. Chris
here.
Mancini.
That's what I'm doing.
Big cokehead.
Huge cokehead.
Yeah, big cokehead.
The kids, too. They all love it.
His kids love blow.
It's genetic.
So he was like, I don't have time to watch this because my family were going to Disneyland on a coke bender.
Yeah.
So.
Who wants to watch Dad punch Donald?
Where's the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean? Where's the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean? So I watched it. And Sam, first of all. Big thumbs up to the director for everybody having their collars up like it was a movie from 1987.
That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I loved it. I love it. Like, collars up. I love that. And here's the thing. I went, because I know I could tell it was low budget, and I always, as a guy who's done low budget movies, we're making one right now. There's our earbuds, guys.
Yo, earbuds, man. It's going to be an awesome movie. We've been blessed enough to film us. Whether we make the cut, we don't know. But it's going to be a great movie, earbuds. It's going to be debuting very soon.
No, it's not about a dog playing basketball.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
No, it is about a dog that sniffs
assholes.
I'm sorry,
it's about a dog that plays basketball on podcasts. Keep going, Graham. Graham, I'm sorry.
That's the...
We got a winner. I like where we're at, guys. As he does his two lines from his mouth.
So So I went into this going, and I was like, you know, I could tell these is low budget, so I'm...
Can I tell you the story of it?
He's in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Well, it started out as a TV pilot, and they were like, I would buy this if it was a movie, right? And they're like, oh, let's turn it into a movie. So that's what happened. They turned it from a little 22-minute episode into...
Let Graham do his thing.
But honestly, so yeah, the premise of the movie, you guys, is a guy inherits his uncle's strip club.
Yes.
And it's in a small town or whatever, but it's so clearly Los Angeles. Or they're in, no, they're in L.A.
They come to L.A.
So they come to L.A. Clearly, I paid close attention to my laptop as I was watching this. No. Here's the thing. Like, they did interesting stuff because I could tell they didn't have a lot of money. And so I'll give a filmmaker, like, I'll give you mad props. I wasn't going to come and like, ugh. The great thing was I was finishing watching it in the, like, staff room. And people are coming, the crew guys, and everyone, the podcast this afternoon. And they're like, okay, we're planning all this stuff. And
so you finished watching it today?
Yeah. So
okay. Someone's got homework due in an hour. Yeah, let's see if we crush this out.
Yeah. It's a book report.
Wow. That hurts. So that hurts.
No, I wanted to be fresh for it, buddy.
I totally understand.
So
well spun.
So everyone's like coming to the break room, like, "Are you watching porn?" Like,
yes.
I'm just like, I gotta fucking get ready for the fest, man. I gotta fucking get ready.
It's too stressful, man. I got to rub one out. I got to rub one out. So I had to justify watching this thing. But I
have to.
That came out wrong.
Best review ever.
We're in a good space.
I have to justify watching this thing. That's a Yelp review right there. That's almost the best Yelp review we've had.
Yeah.
What was yours? It was an adequate vagina?
Perfectly reasonable.
A lot of vaginas are not reasonable.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Hope Solo's. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I have not seen it.
Can we show it to him real quick?
He's already got a review. He doesn't need two.
So there's a lot of cool. There's actually stuff in there. I was like, well, this is cool. They did some cool effects. They were for obviously low budget. I get what they were trying to go for, this sort of 80s like parody type film, which I was like, oh, this is the two 80s guys stumble across the thing. That was great. And you were awesome. I get the feeling the first scene where you're hanging out talking to that stripper, I was like, I feel like they just, well, we got access to this strip club and you just happened to be there that day.
The great thing about Sam's part is he didn't even know they were filming.
Yeah, I know. Just like
he was just having a hang.
They just shot this guy talking up a stripper going, hey, we got to get her in your club or whatever. You mean all Sam, like all twitchy and crazy. And I'm like,
I'm boner pills, obviously.
Yeah, I'm boner pills. And I'm like, that wasn't, they just shot you and then put you in the film after the fact. Like that.
They literally called me like a week and a half before. Like, you want to do this film? I'm like, yeah, why not, dude? I love those guys.
And they just told you to riff every scene, right?
100%. I was like, here's a line, but you have fun with that.
Yeah.
A line of dialogue.
Yeah.
It was a little bit like Sam playing himself, wasn't it? It had
that
feel.
Every great role is people. I mean, like Vince Vaughn is a great actor, but he plays the same guy in every movie, almost, right?
Hold Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wait a
all right.
We need to kind of redefine great actor. Like, come on, Kevin James, Mall Cop. He's fucking brilliant. Am I right?
You're telling me Dax Shepard doesn't pull at your heartstrings?
Yeah, like no, the greatest actors ever play, you watch them and go, holy shit, there's no way that I thought that, you know, Dustin Hoffman from, you know, Midnight Cowboy to Tootsie was the same guy.
Okay, you know, it's different for each person.
Yeah.
Look at Sam, like, what, are we going to split hairs over what the word great means?
Hilarious.
So, no, it was, I loved your scenes because I love when I get to see friends of mine who are funny, and regardless of the script or the movie, and they go, hey, just, they cast you perfectly. Just play this, you know.
What would you say my character was in the movie? Just so I know what perfectly is, real quick.
You are a guy that hangs around a strip club, kind of has a job, but is just one of those, like, jumpsuit creeps. You know what I mean?
So,
who's always just, like, hanging around, and they're like, hey, get up there on the microphone. And he thinks he has a real job. Has cards made up that he paid for, like, I'm the MC at the Deja Vu. And everyone's like, no, he just never leaves and we give him half price on beers. Like, that's who I felt like you were in that movie and are in person. That's how I feel. Like, no, honestly, dude,
hey.
I thought, hey, put the dildo down.
Graham,
put the dildo down.
Actually, Graham.
Dude, you just made out with a tranny. Don't
Graham,
touch that
this
thing.
Is a great, Graham. When you're ready, I think I have a great way to do the verdict.
Real quick, I love how you did, like, you're disciplining a child. Hey, no dildo.
No,
no dildo.
You drop that. That's mama's dildo.
This is not a toy. This is not a toy.
What about this says toy? Why is this in the bathtub?
Who taught you this?
You did. I learned this from watching you.
Well, then just know it's for clip play and not ass.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to choke it out.
You motherfucker.
Like you caught it in your house and it's eating the children.
How dare you get in here?
Honey, we've got cocks again.
Oh. Call Truly Nolan because there's some cocks in here.
Oh, so fucking funny.
So, Graham, when you're ready, I think it's up or down. I think that's how we should probably vote on this.
But can we talk about, there was actually some people who were pretty funny in the movie.
Wait, well, here's something that I want to mention.
Okay, you saw it.
Yes, because I watched it as well. Are you guys, I'm sure you're familiar with David Foley from The Kids in the Hall. okay?
No, there's really funny.
Because he's here tonight. Yeah. He's not here. He's not here.
And guess what? He's got a vagina.
Hey!
Would it surprise you to find out that in this film, he played Sam's dad?
Verified. Verified in the corner.
Thank you. I felt the same.
What's so surprising about that? That we're almost the same age?
He's 4 years older than you, maybe? Like,
yeah. Those Canadians
fuck early. I
guess that's
what's surprising.
Canadians fuck early, bro. They're right out of the gate.
A baby, and then
okay,
there you
real
go.
Quick.
Real quick.
Overall, what would you rate the movie? Would you okay? Give it a. I don't know what are comedy films.
We don't have like a crazy rating. So here's how I go into a
get
film.
Get personal.
Let's get real.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. Here's how I, because we talk about this actually a lot on Comedy Film Nerds. You know what the movie is. I'm not going to Live Nude Girls expecting like this masterpiece. I know exactly what the movie is about. 60 seconds in, I'm like, it's jokes and titties. It's jokes and titties. And if you like both of those things, folks, then I give it one big black dildo up.
Yeah! One
our
big
president right here. Ladies and
how many stars? How many stars? 1 to 5.
One to five.
You be honest.
A black cock up. This
is what's on the line.
I don't smoke marijuana.
Oh, but don't. Then be free
Dude,
with your critique.
Yeah. You can't bribe me, bitch. why did I get all aggressive?
No,
for
it's
no
totally
reason?
Fine. It's your festival.
It is.
You can punch
me
in the face all you want.
It's my fucking festival.
No, we've heard a lot.
Stick
of that
dildo in your butthole.
You know, Graham's running the festival. How Graham runs the festival?
Hey, this is
throwing dildos where holes are. You know how he does it.
Bend over, Graham. I'm gonna javelin that shit.
What? Is this Revenge of the Nerds right here?
This is so good.
Earbuds, bitch.
My wife.
I did buy this. This is not related, but I did want to show everybody this.
Yes.
And it's I America the USA.
That's right.
Yes.
So that's I kind of right. feel like
number one ish.
Yeah. If you don't United States the that, America,
that is.
Dude, that's better than number one. You're 0.5.
I'm
that's 0.5. How good
if you don't flag, and I saw bought it as a joke, obviously, but you know, I got this in Asia. You know, some rednecks like you better goddamn right.
You're goddamn
you know,
right, I America, America.
If you don't flag map the USA, then chalk one up for goddamn Saddam Hussein, I guess.
Turns out this country is now what love is, and I country this country.
Just like my brother said, white power.
Wait, what? What was that? How did you?
I mean iPhone power.
Exactly.
Point is, watch it better.
So, yes, Sam, I America the USA Live Nude Girls.
Yeah! That's a 5 out of 5.
That's a
fake. Graham Elwood, everybody.
Yeah, we have to get to our halftime show, but first, and I don't want to put anyone on the spot here, but a thing that happens on our show sometimes when these two guys get together is a bane off.
Oh.
No.
A bane off.
Take control of your podcast.
Now, easy. I don't think anyone's ready for a bane off.
Should we do a bane off, everybody? All right, guys, step up.
The best. This
Vicky,
is
I'm going to put you in control of the bane off. Well, you pick the categories.
Well, no, I would say the best way to do it is for us to probably do rap, right?
Rap,
we probably
style
could
do rap lyrics.
We could probably do rap,
old school rap songs.
We could maybe do a song or two each. I'd
yeah,
say
we'll
that's...
each do one, and maybe Mash will join up.
Can there be only one?
The
I am the League of Shadows. There could maybe be
so
two.
So since it's...
I mean, why do we have to be so exclusive?
Your festival, but his podcast, you go first.
Okay, okay.
Welcome.
It's Graham Elwood, Bane, 80s rap.
Rolling in my 5.0. Ragtop down so my hair could blow. driving by the honeys who waved. Did we stop and say hi? No, we're the League of Shadows. We just rolled by.
Bane!
You know, when Batman first put me in Arkham, I was busted. This here's a tale for all the fellas. Try to do what? These ladies tell us. Get shot down because you are overzealous. Play hard to get. Females get jealous.
Gareth Reynolds!
I could go for an hour.
Now, let me ask. Do you guys have one more round in you? Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gareth, you're up first.
All right.
Second round. Should we take vote or should we just do totals? Keep going. Gareth Reynolds. Plazometer. Here we go.
I'm fixing the stage. I'm
good,
sorry.
That's
let me
good.
Just
thank
fix
you.
The
thank
stage
you.
Real quick.
Dude, you're so humble.
One fine summertime, Sunday evening, Crenshaw Boulevard was in full swing. Perfect example of how looks can be deceiving. I looked at what I thought was a pretty young thing. Rolling in a purple samurai Suzuki. Dookie Trade was the A to her sex appeal dude. She was dope. Man, real dope. On the real. Well, anyway, I went toot toot. She did, hey, beep beep. The next day, roll down to the street, toot steep. Me and my new crunch are cute. Rolling on my ringers, now she's rubbing on my booty. Shock, shock, shock it on my neck like Dracula, but it wasn't all that spectacular. Because every time I tried to touch a porn and taste titty, she'd be like, wee, bitch was funny. But I didn't say nothing. Then all of a sudden, got something push a button. All right, I'll stop.
Gareth Reynolds!
Wow.
I guess that's just one of those things that makes you go shit.
You guys are a great crowd.
That was I'll just give it to him right there. I mean, that was like
okay. But do you got anything left? Do you want to end it there?
Well, I would in my defense like to say that
my anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hon. You can do side buns or sit ups, but please don't lose that butt. Even white boys have to shout. Good night.
Yeah! Graham Elwood! You guys are both winners. How about that one? I don't want to vote. You guys are both. Give it up for Graham Elwood, everybody.
Thank you so much.
So nice to see you on our show. We really appreciate it. Guys, we're going to do a halftime show real quick. If you guys follow the Naughty Show, they're a huge, this guy's a huge part of our family. We want to bring him up, and we're going to give him the stage. Please welcome Naughty Show favorite and Mi Familia, the one, the only, Clovis, everybody!
Thank you, Slam. Thank you, Gareth. Thank you, Vicky. Gareth, I love you. You make the show.
Listen,
I mean, I don't want to say it in front
listen,
of these
nobody
guys,
can hear. It's just you and me. A couple guys talking.
You make the show. You know that,
you.
Right?
I love you.
I mean, Sam and Vicky, they're good for... I don't know, washing cars or something, probably.
Not
but, I
even
mean,
that, to be honest.
Gareth Reynolds, ladies and gentlemen. Gareth. Shot out of a
cannon.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Jesus Christ, what's going on? What is this? I'm just trying to do a quick halftime show. Jesus Lord. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to ask a question, a real question, a sincere question. Who here has a library card? I don't believe any of you. I don't believe any of you. This is the Naughty Show. I'm Clownvis. I'm a clown. I do a lot of parties. I do a lot of corporate gigs, shit like that. And it's fun to do things like this. But yet I feel that maybe you heathens need a little learning. Bruce, they need to be learned. What I'm trying to say is get a library card. A library is a free resource. You can rent books. You can read them. You can learn about different things. Genghis Khan, Bruce has told me about. He read a book. All kinds of things. But ladies and gentlemen, reading is fun. Reading is fundamental. Reading is fundamental. Your brain is like how much time do I have? Your brain is like a sponge, and the magic that you're feeling right now, this magic, it's always inside of you. You just need to get up into that sponge and tickle it out. And that's where the true magic lies. Learning, reading, sponges, fundamentals. Go ahead and play it, Brian.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book of reading a rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow of reading a rainbow. I can be anything. Just fucking take a look. It's fucking in a book. A fucking reading a rainbow. A reading a rainbow.
Thank you very much. Hold that for a minute, would you? No? Sorry. Listen, Bruce has been jealous of this goddamn giant black cock all night. Look at this. Look at, I mean, like, out of all the things in the world, I don't know if you can see this. Is there? Let me see if you can hear it. No, but this guy, I mean, come on. This is phony. This is a phony one. Hey, just so all the guys don't feel insecure, this is a phony cock. Bruce's is real. I know probably at this point you're saying, all right, Clownvis and Bruce, the act is transparent. We know what you're here to sell. And you're right. I can't lie. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to sell tacos. It was about 6 years ago, I've lost track. I signed up with Barack Obama, the president of the United States, to be the spokesperson for his fast food chain, Barack's Tacos. And it's been a good run. We sold a lot of tacos, but there is some new values coming up for the fall season that's fantastic. You might want to check it out. I think there's the closest one is in Oxnard. But if you're listening via podcast, God bless you, they're all over the country. So this one is, ladies and gentlemen, the theme song for Barack's Tacos. Hit it. Barack's Tacos, Barack's Tacos, Barack's Tacos, taste the change. We got soft ones, hard ones, burritos too, and even a chimichanga just for you. Barack's Tacos, taste the change. Barack's Tacos, Barack's Tacos, Barack's Tacos, taste the change. Oh, well, don't let me catch you at Taco Bell. Sit down and have a taco with Barack and Michelle. Barack's Tacos, taste the change. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, your good buddy Clownvis, telling you live from the Naughty Show Podcast, LA Podcast Festival Podcast, that you stop into the newest, coolest fast food restaurant in town, Barack's Tacos. Need to feed the whole family? Why not pick up a stimulus stack? 4 meals for $4.99. 4 meals for under $4.99. Barack's Tacos. Barack's Tacos. Barack's Tacos. Taste the change. Talking about tacos here. Well, don't let me catch you at tacos. Barack's Tacos, taste the change. Thank you very much, everybody. Stop and grab a taco on your way home. It's a fantastic taco. I appreciate it. Sam Tripoli, Vicky, come on back up here. It's the end of a halftime. Gareth Reynolds.
Pleasure.
Look at these guys. The Naughty Show. This is the real deal.
Clownvis! Give it up for Clownvis.
Hang out with us.
And
hang
Bruce.
Out. Grab a microphone, Clownvis. Hey, Horsecock, hang out too if you want to.
Here, take this one.
Guys, well, can I sit right there? Can I sit right there? You sit right there? Hey, can you move over one?
Oh, my God. It's so
forbid I sit by the lady.
So organic.
Guys, I just want to say one thing real quick.
Look at you helping out. Jason, come sit up here too.
Thank you. Do you guys know Dave Anthony?
Yeah.
Dave Anthony.
Because he's like a huge.
Horsecocks.
He's a huge role model to me. And I just want to let you know that when we were off stage right now, he came up to me and he whispered to me like, hey, I just want to let you know, you guys are a huge embarrassment. It just made me feel good.
Hold on. Are you telling me Dave Anthony hated our show? That's never happened before.
I know. It's shocking.
You're Cockney.
Now, I brought Jason. You guys know Jason from Talking Shit, everybody?
Crikey.
Jason Hour.
Jason today just got a lap dance and sucked on some tranny tits. And
that
I want to
you.
Ask
I've
you
heard about that.
Because you do a lot of, you were talking about Blender and all that stuff, and our good friend Vicky Pezza loves cruising Craigslist looking for dick pics.
I did bring an ad, too, if we need it.
Can you read it real quick? Because
I'd love to.
I think you probably cruise Craigslist looking for dick pics, too. I'm just...
Well, I mean, you know, it's always a gamble what you get there, and...
So you're saying at some point you're disappointed by the dick pics you see.
If you're open in heart, if your spirit's open, you're never disappointed. You're always just like, oh, yay.
It's about the journey. It's about the
proverbial roll of the dice.
Now, what do you kind of dick pic? Now, Vicky, you look for dick pics. What, you have a Craigslist ad right here.
I don't look for dick pics, but if you go on Craigslist, they're there.
Okay, it's time for our segment.
They find
Vicky. Vicky cruises the internet for dick pics.
Dick
pics.
Dick
fucking pics.
Guys, there'll be
cruising
a
for dick fucking pics.
Dick pics.
Okay, here's the title. All Tan Man for All Girl Party.
Sounds good.
M4W39 Ventura. Personality, tan and silly. Status, single.
Can't believe that.
That's because you're tan and silly.
Here's the ad. Special. 100% off tonight only. Beach bum in shape for all girl parties. Laughs. No sex or touching. What do you think this is, Craigslist?
That dude has boundaries.
Yeah.
Hold
naked
on.
Naked bartender. Naked bartender, doorman, exercise instructor, sunbather, etc. Bachelorette games, if requested, free. Just pay me in admiration, smiles, and laughs.
Oh, my
and
fucking
sex.
God.
And sex, for sure, sir.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Any day and any event is a good time to spice up your life by adding a good-looking, tan, funny, and naked guy.
Silly.
We
oh, my
fun.
God. This we could have had a naked guy bartending here at the fucking podcast. Why do you tell me? I would have hired this fucking freak.
You could have had this naked guy.
Oh, my God. Pass this around, by the way. Everybody, take a look.
And guys, if you want to put a dollar on the piece of paper, it all goes to him.
Whoopi, is this Whoopi or Black Predator? Which one are you? what are you looking for, dick pics? Or are you texting somebody?
Well, I'll leave that up to you.
You're great, dude.
He's getting in touch with the tan surfer.
Yeah, look at that right there. So we decide to finish off the show because we only have like about 40 minutes left.
No.
We decided we're going to do a little Q&A with the crowd. Now, if you're nice enough and smart enough and funny enough to come up and ask a really good question, it could be anything about the podcast, about shit in general. We're going to wait Naughty Show t-shirts for guys and girls. We're giving away a fucking dick pump.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. Great. Fantastic. Awesome.
Finally, you can put your cock
it's
in the
beaker.
It's
not mine, baby. Remember that movie?
Yeah. What I love about this is they give
it's alive!
So much room. If you needed this much room to put your dick in, would you need a dick pump?
Hey, let's put the dildo in it and see what happens. Science! Science!
We're giving away women's shirts, and then we're giving away a strap-on.
The big black...
And for everybody who comes up and asks this question, I'm giving away a joint.
I have a question. I have a question.
I have a question. What time is it? What time is it? What are you doing tomorrow? What's your mother do?
How many joints are in the bag? Are there enough for me? Can I try one? Is that bag white? Are those shirts?
So if you have any question whatsoever, please walk up to the microphone.
You can ask
anybody anything.
If you'd like to be in frame, you can come right up.
Or
if you don't want people to know you're affiliated with this,
where's that black
dog?
Get that
you
black
dog
from
right
that
there.
Cock gun.
Hey, Sam, you want to hear what I actually am? I'm texting Chris Wilde right now, and my text out to Chris is: sativa is what you smoke when you want to write a screenplay. Indica is what you need when your back hurts or you need to sleep.
Say no more. He's absolutely 100% accurate,
and that's what I was doing.
Well, I'm really glad you stopped the show for that.
Guys, slow down. I got a fucking air fart, everybody. Okay, that's great.
You can hear a dildo drop in the room.
You can hear a dildo. Oh!
With or without sound.
Does anyone have a question? Anybody have any? Okay.
Oh.
Please step up, young lady. By the way, what would you like? You can have a joint.
This is like C-SPAN.
And you could have any sex toy you want up here. Which one would you like?
Sam is a sex toy, by the way.
Do you want to come up?
He's a trademark sex toy. You might have
The vibrator thingy.
I don't know. We're lost in a sea of dildos. Do you want to?
Bruce.
Would you rather ask your question from there, or would you rather come up here, my dear?
Oh, I can ask from here.
Okay. that makes. Is it because we're surrounded by cocks and dildos? And you're maybe like in the healthcare profession?
Don't be afraid.
Go ahead.
Don't be afraid.
This is not going to affect your Senate bid.
Where'd that strap-on go? Who stole the strap-on?
Sam, we have a question.
Not it.
Relax.
And it's not worth the strap-on.
Go ahead. I've never watched your show, but I wanted to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good show.
Hey, I don't know who you are, but quick question.
Again, I get it.
First time, no time.
But I decided I'd ask a question so I could get a joint. So,
by the way, can we just say
why not?
Say no more.
Right off the bat,
story of my life.
Right off the bat, this is exciting.
Hey, we don't like you, but we'll hang out for drugs. Okay.
Well, here's a question: do you think democracy would work if they handed out joints?
Yes.
It would work a whole lot better, I think.
Go on.
I do know of Clownvis, so I'm going to ask how you guys know Clownvis.
Why not? So not on the podcast.
What's your affiliation with Clownvis? That's my question.
Oh, great. Great question. Do you want a sex toy or a joint?
Just a joint.
You sure? You don't want a giant 14-inch black dog.
You know what? If you put the joint in the penis pump, you get a blunt.
Yeah.
Just, again, science, guys. It's
great question. Go, Vicky.
Our affiliation with Clownvis started back in, I would say, 2010 or 11? You might know better than I do.
Yeah. Back I know that I've done this days. Show 1 million times.
And
I think besides Tara Patrick, I'm the most frequent guest on the show, the Naughty Show podcast.
Yes. This might put you over.
How and why, I don't know. I can't remember the beginning of why.
Somebody told me, hey, you got to meet my friend Clownvis, because I was doing Naughty Shows at the Improv, and this was back when first started. We were doing the live variety show, and they're like, huge. You got to put Clownvis in there, and we just met, and we just totally hit it off.
Can I say the funniest part is that whoever asked the question's already left. Oh, she's there. Oh, sorry. Okay. I literally thought you were like, I'm jointing out. Fuck it. I did my part. You did your part. There will be joints at the end of questions and answers now. After answers, you get joints.
Okay. Great question. Yeah, thank you for asking. Thank you for never listening. Emo Lumberjack, what?
All right. Okay.
Okay, quick question. What do you want? Joint, sex toy, T-shirt.
Make an old fashioned
joint, of course.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
This question is brought to you by L.A. Speedweed.
L.A. Speedweed, the Los Angeles number one American marijuana delivery service, L.A. Speedweed. What's your question?
Speedweed. Long time, first time.
Thank you. Thank you. You're the one.
Story time now. Best blowjob.
Best?
The whole panel.
Oh. Best blowjob. Well, the best blowjob she ever gave.
Given, and then just on from there.
All right, so we'll start down here and we'll go down. And we'll end with the big finish.
Nice one.
Of Coxabio.
Give me a minute.
So,
the best blowjob I ever gave was to my ex-wife.
Great answer, dude.
I mean, are we now dolphins for fish? Oh, boy, the pressure's on this dolphin. The best blowjob. I was his wife. Give me a joint. Yeah!
And
don't
tell anyone I blew a dolphin. Once.
Best blowjob I ever got.
No, Gabe, I thought it was Gabe.
I've never given a blowjob.
Liar.
It's just a blowjob. Just say it so you can get a joint.
Yeah. Here, come get your joint real quick. Come get your L.A. Speedweed joint.
L.A. Speedweed, Los Angeles' number one medical marijuana delivery service, L.A. Speedweed.
Oh, they have scooters or cars?
Hey, if you guys never have ordered from L.A. Speedweed, I swear to God, go to speedweed.com. It is the best, most efficient way to get marijuana to your house. Late hours, busy Friday, Saturday nights, you don't want to go out. You order, and you get $30 of free edibles every time you order. It's fantastic. The guys that show up are fucking top-notch, friendly guys. L.A. Speedweed is going to get you high.
L.A. Speedweed. If you're not using L.A. Speedweed, you're fucked up.
Hey, are they looking for spokespersons?
Not you, but yes.
That felt like a parenthetical
ask. Why should you be L.A. Speedweed spokesperson, by the way?
Because I never want to leave home, and I always need weed. And, like, that's the guy, you know?
You think that's who they want? Like, a fucking
L.A. Speedweed, don't leave home with it.
I think marketing is all about identification and identifying with...
We need a lazy hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's up with hermits? When's the last hermit you've, like, actually heard about?
Great.
Besides Merlin. Like, where's a hermit in our culture now?
Maybe that's why they don't want you as their fucking spokesperson.
I mean, hermit became cat person, really.
But the, cutting room floor stuff from the L.A. Speedweed shoot would be gold. We got an extra spot for Merlin. I don't know. I guess the Merlin commercials.
Question.
What about the blowjob?
Oh, blowjob. What was the best blowjob you've ever
best
given?
Best blowjob I ever gave. I had some time to think about it. Okay.
Now, like, when this is your masterpiece.
Lenny,
yeah,
leave the
and
room.
You know what? It was more the circumstance.
Like,
I had met this.
You had to suck your dick to save life.
I had met this guy that I really liked. I had liked him for like 4 months, okay? And I met him. I hung out with him. It was clearly a date. And we had sex, the first date, okay?
Ooh.
Now, 2 weeks after that sex, it was his birthday. I had never really had sex with somebody without blowing them first. We jumped that hurdle. He didn't expect it.
You're so modern.
Okay?
Thank God you're answering
so
this.
So his birthday... I had on, like, a shitty fucking robe, but under it, I had, like, the leopard everything on.
Yeah.
That was the best blowjob I ever gave.
Because of your outfit?
Hey, you know, you're empowered
by
what you wear.
No, because we had already fucked. He wasn't expecting it. Most people, like, you know, it's usually an increase. But this,
he
it
didn't
was
think
like
a lion
this
was gonna
guy,
suck his dick.
This guy I already had sex with. He has no idea the blowjob.
You're an
part.
Endangered species, and here
Which
you are
I'm,
sucking his dick. Like
and
a
I'm happy to report, 9 years later, I am married to that man tonight, and he is here, Lenny Pezza.
Oh,
everybody,
it is
Lenny. Give it up.
Lenny the leopard.
That is a good story. But the first time that I ever blew Bruce, I dressed up like a narwhal, and God, you should have seen it.
Is it weird? Is it weird cleaning clown makeup off of your nuts? That's got to be weird, right? No? Okay.
Alrighty.
Question.
Listen, he doesn't want to go to his
name. Who are you? Where are you from?
My name's Craig. I'm from Montana.
Now,
great
you're
state.
From Montana or Mon-Canada? It's just this weird border.
Montana.
Montana.
I'm from Montana.
Now,
part of Montana.
I'm from Northwest Montana.
Oh, I like the Southwest more. Sorry.
I live on a reservation.
No, you could get an awesome naughty shirt. You could. We're gonna give away this fleshlight at some point.
Shit, I flew here. I want the weed.
Oh, I'll take your joint. I'll take your joint. It's
I feel
okay,
used
I'll take your
at this point. I feel fucking used.
Wait, what's your what's, maybe we start with the question?
Come on, I got a good question.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, not really. But is the guy with the giant cock? Is he actually a police officer?
That's a fair question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What is the legal authority?
So the guy, you flew from Montana to ask.
It is not police.
This guy's undercover.
Sim, if I may.
I don't know what police look like here.
Hold on. Bruce Bagwell has passed the security bar.
Let's
Jason, hold on.
Professional security he has for about 7 years now. He has been on the payroll for 7 years as personal security for Columbus Presley. And is he getting paid for security? Yes. Is he a Los Angeles County Police motherfucker? No. But he is straight. He is he's on the straight and narrow. He takes care of business.
Yep.
And
he's a fuck machine too. For whatever.
All right. His answer was better.
Okay.
Go with that.
Yeah. Are we gonna beat a clown, Elvis?
Much better than when I was gonna go.
Montana. Great question.
There you go. There's a joint you can't fly
home
with.
Awful catch. Great
a
question.
Shirt.
Move to Billings.
Or Missoula.
Fuck Billings.
Whoa. Oh, there
that's
we go. Now you're at Billings.
Aside from
again.
Billings, you motherfucker.
Is that what happens on Fridays in Montana? We all fuck Billings?
Yeah.
All right.
Billings is
this
a butler,
weird
by the
sheep
way.
Goat that lives in the mountains, everybody. I have a bunch of joints left, a blow up
I have
out,
a question.
A
hey, Sam, you
blow.
Know what the real question is? Do
yes.
you have a room?
Do we have
you
a
have
room?
You have joints and dildos. Do you have a room?
I do. She has a room.
I don't.
Who? Anyone have a room here?
Anybody
Whoopi.
Got a room for the joints and the Whoopi. Dildos and Sam?
Anybody got a room? Your girlfriend, does she have a room?
Do you?
Coleman, you have a room? Does anybody here get a room at this expensive-ass fucking hotel?
She did.
Oh, someone.
You got a room?
People. They're in line.
Oh, okay. So we're all going to emo fucking Lumberjack's room, doing gackers, eating.
Thanks so much for all.
You can do
Thank
shots
you, dude.
At my navel.
We're going to your room.
All right, so I'd like to hear a story about when you guys like ate shit on stage but then brought it back.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
You've been here, right?
Right <That's> now. Tonight.
Let's see if we can bring it back.
Yeah. Eddie, sit down.
Oh, what?
Okay, great question. Great fucking question.
I just want to know how Jason Auer has gotten on your stage.
Well, I wanted to, dude, we're going to get to your question in 2 seconds.
He's like a herpy. He always comes back.
Oh, great answer. Here's your weed.
Sit down.
Here's the thing.
Oh, dear.
Sit down.
Oh, hold on. Okay, give me the joint then. You may get them both. Can you name one episode we've done? What?
Muscle Tough.
Caden Cross, that was the first annual LA Podfest. You're gonna get the
flesh. Here you go. Congratulations on your Smurf pussy fucking flashlight.
Sam, can I ask how the Caden Cross episode went?
It went excellent.
Because we actually had the antithesis of excellent.
Well, you've had her on your show.
We had her on our show. Did you have her on your show?
Yeah, she's done numerous live ones, and she actually did our podcast festival here, in which Fleshlight got her down here, and she gave away a bunch of her Fleshlights.
She did not like our show because...
I don't know if to give it to you or not.
At the time, I was doing the show with Jim Jeffries, and...
Oh, is she the one that Jim... Okay, tell your story.
Jim Jeffries asked her, he said, how did you get into porn? And she said... That's a really cliche question. Why don't you ask me something original? So I said, which uncle fingered you? And then she said, I'm leaving. And then
Did
Jim
she get
held,
up and go?
Then Jim held her down. And then, I would never hold someone down. And I said to her, I said, do you ever get recognized in public being a porn star? And Jim said, just when she's eating yogurt and it's dribbling down her face. And she called her, like, lawyers.
Let me ask you something.
I swear to God, we got calls from lawyers the next day.
Did you, what part, were you shocked by that response to it?
No, I mean, I just thought
everybody's
Why
are you rocking the baby right now?
I have something to say about that.
Okay, go on.
Go ahead.
All right, that was my birthday, that episode, all right? And I got a lap dance from Caden Cross. Cross?
Cross.
Right. So,
like Jesus.
Do you know what?
This is a sensitive crowd. I don't know why they didn't kill right there.
All right, have you ever been to a butterfly exhibit at the zoo?
No.
Yes.
We don't right. suck dick.
No. All right, just imagine.
You know what I like? You know what I like? Jason Harris never done a day of stand-up in his life. Yet he's cupping the mic like a black comic.
You ever have an uncle finger your butthole? Anyways,
stick with the butterfly.
No. Like, I was at the Cincinnati Zoo one time, and I was out there, and there was like a MRDD facility that had taken a bunch of retards.
Yeah, a merd
on a field trip, and they were blowing bubbles in the butterfly exhibit. Right?
Whose bubbles?
Little soapy water bubbles.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
Anyways.
You guys see why he's on my show now.
I would say that, like, watching those people blow bubbles at the butterfly exhibit is kind of similar to how the lap dance that Caden Cross gave me on my birthday felt like. It was just the lightest, most elegant, beautiful thing I've ever
Well, I thought it was going
so
bad,
so
and then
your,
it got,
your
like, almost Hallmark-ish at one moment.
Was like when mentally handicapped people blew bubbles at a butterfly exhibit.
Yes! Exactly!
I just wanted to bottom line
like,
it for those
like,
of us who
when,
maybe didn't tune in
enough.
You
know when you're looking at that square circle puzzle?
Nope.
And like that moment of like when nope. Caden Cross was like caressing her amazing physique across my body.
Sure.
It was like retards blowing bubbles. I was like, oh my God.
I get
it's
that.
The same
I get
beauty.
That. Does anybody else get that? I totally get
on
that.
On my birthday,
hold on,
when you
hold
watch
on.
People that are developmentally disabled blow bubbles,
I love at this point
commit,
you went politically correct with the story.
Cry. You almost cried.
You could still be in Congress.
It's a tearful you, moment.
You've walked that fine line nicely.
What did you have to say?
On my birthday, Brian Callen gave me a lap dance. Remember?
Brian Callen gave. Did you feel like a mentally challenged person blowing bubbles at a fucking?
No, I just liked it, but I understand.
Yeah. Okay. She agreed with you.
And thank you for that gift.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
That
oh,
you oh, get shit. That on camera.
That's
young
a good
lady.
One.
You had a question. Question. Hold on real quick. Before you start, do you want an L.A. Speedweed joint?
Hope this podcast
do you
is
want,
good insurance.
You have a choice of a T-shirt, a joint, or the fucking black dong of death.
Take the black dong of death.
Take the dong. 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 Take the dong.
She said no. She said no, so that's
you don't want the dong?
Weed.
What do you want?
I hope this gets in
just
timeout
weed.
LA
you
for
want
culture.
Weed. Okay. What's your question? Yeah.
You'll see
okay.
this soon.
The question is what's the meanest thing you've ever done during sex?
The meanest.
Main mentally handicapped
wow.
people blow bubbles, we know.
Finish.
Start.
She just wants her weed. There you go.
Oh, come on.
There you
if
go.
If you suck it hard enough, smoke will come out.
Look at that.
Sam, can I see the dong of death for a second? Please?
Oh, yeah, I think actually Eddie definitely needs to see it real quick. I got a good feeling.
This is amazing.
Oh! I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling.
I saw stars. That's a heavy dick.
Was one of them Lexington Steel?
I think that's the meanest thing he's ever done during sex, by the way. I would say that is.
So funny.
Hitting your friend with a black dick is pretty damn fucking mean.
My name was his lawyer.
I didn't mean to hurt you. I did that with love.
What's the weird? I think I.
Now you know how Caden crossed.
I cream pied a chick. That's about it. Oh. There's something about just not pulling out that makes you feel like a man. You know what I'm saying? And. I just fucking blew loads inside her, and she's like, did you just do that? I go, yeah, and then that was the
calm down, Corgi.
Court's in session.
Hey,
sorry,
there's a podcast going on while you fucking go caveman with a black dick. What's the meanest thing you've ever done during sex, Gareth?
I'm sorry, I've been pretty distracted for a little while.
One time somebody was giving me oral sex, and I fell asleep.
Oh, I've done that.
Sorry.
That
is,
I've done that.
Have you ever gave an oral sex and fall asleep? Like you're like,
No. There's a good way.
No,
to
the dick
there.
Prevents him from snoring. Yeah, then.
It's not as. It's like a breathe right. The cock in your mouth is like a breathe right if you think about it.
All right. We got any
good?
More questions? Any more questions? Oh.
Oh my God, we do.
Somebody wants to.
Oh, two questions.
Yeah.
Hold on. Stop.
Okay.
Let the lady go first. You bumped her off. We're going to see what she wants before. What would you like?
Well, that's part of my question.
Okay.
Can I please have one of the sex toys?
Yeah, take
Do
take
I get
Excalibur.
To pick?
Yes.
Take Excalibur.
Give me it. Where'd it go?
Excalibur.
Yes. That is yours. The black dick is yours.
Can I
if you take
release
the
Kraken.
Hey, that's not all. You take the black dick. I'll give you a T-shirt, a fucking joint. I'll give you one penis pump. All if you take that black dick.
I will take the black dick if I can.
Yeah!
It's a blowout.
Yeah, hit him.
Oh, hit him. One. Oh.
Give him a good whack.
Come up here. Come up
can
here.
I?
Come up here.
If you
come
knock
up,
him
Jason,
unconscious
right?
with that.
Jason,
if
you knock him unconscious,
up.
You get another one
she
for free. That's two black cocks you're going home with.
No.
Whoa,
that's tough to see.
Come here, Jason. She wants a dick slap you one time
I've golfed
with the
stuff
dildo.
Like that.
No,
okay,
give him a Sammy Sosa whack.
I want you to knock him unconscious. And don't apologize.
There you go.
Anyway,
Jason, you are being
spike
anointed.
Spike the dildo and walk out like you just won the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
Actually,
give him the old...
That's how Elton John got knighted.
Hey, here's you want a joint too? Boom, there you go.
There you go.
Wait. By the way, you're taking that dildo with you. Are you going to use that? Could you?
Use it as a doorstop.
I just want to know, if you could, the answer is yes, I have a small dick. You could use that? Jesus Christ.
I think she just wants us to feel better later, and she could. No, I could never take all that.
All right.
I need a little wiener. Little small things better for me.
I think we're all out of stuff to give, I think.
Hey, where'd that funny little
Wait, what about the precision pump?
What about a little love?
I have one last joint.
I'm all out of love.
Oh, wait. Wait. Do you have a dick pump?
Yeah, no, but we already have a fetish. Get it?
Hold on. Sam, I tried to have them do on our 24-hour episode, which you were a part of. I want to have a dick pump chicken.
I don't know.
Where they just dick pumped, like one guy against each other, and they just get pumping till the one guy's dick blew up and died. And
it's like when you leave the Total Recall building for Mars.
Yeah. So do you want that? No, but we only have one dick pump, right. And we have one Jason.
He usually...
You want to use a dick pump
on
him?
No, he has...
Jason, dick pump till you die.
When Eddie's taking a shit... He's either texting or thinking about his life. And then he thinks, like, well, what's adding value in my life? Well, I've got Jason and what else? Oh, dick pump off. Yeah. Like, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
So put it on.
He's not even shitting.
I don't know how to use a dick pump.
You put it on your dick and you pump.
Well, let's find out.
This is what I'm going to do. To any guy who comes up and asks the ultimate question,
I'm giving you...
A fucking strap-on. Gummy weed. Who sponsors
this
show?
Now, this is a handoff. You can get the edible weed, but you also get
a Naughty Show shirt. Who wants
to clean up with?
I want the Naughty Show shirt.
All you got to do is ask the most retarded question. I will give this to any girl that will show her asshole.
Whoa.
And we're back.
Whoa, wrong audience.
Sam Tripoli's back in the house.
Sam, can... Sam, can I tell your audience how I became aware of you as a comedian?
Okay, can't do that.
I need to tell this story.
Eddie, if tell this story, then we're all going to go.
Very quickly, there was a shitty comedy gig in Dana Point, California.
Get out of town.
Where, like, when you were desperate for stage time, you would go, which is like 3 hours away. And I would drive down there.
By the way, I'm doing that next week.
And I went down there to do the gig, and the guy, it was in like a family, it was like an Olive Garden almost. And I got there, and I said to the guy, my act's a little offensive. I don't know if it's going to go here. And he goes, don't worry. Last week, we had this guy named Sam Tripoli, and he ate a girl's asshole on stage.
And that was a long time ago. So who wants to get their ass eaten?
And I said, is that part of his act? And he goes, no, she was heckling him.
Yeah.
No, that was crowd work.
That's a thing that happens.
So, if a girl will show her asshole, we have edibles, t-shirt, fucking strap-on, and blow
up. Who wants to wear a Naughty Show shirt while high on edibles who fuck someone in the ass with the pink cock they just inflated to new unhumane levels?
Somebody's name's written all over it.
There's nobody here who wants to show their asshole. No champions.
My favorite.
Why don't you do it, Sam?
Nobody wants to see this blown out asshole.
No, you're out.
All right. That's all the time. Hey, we're going to end the show on the show. I'm going to throw this out to real quick. Whoever, I'm going to throw it out to right out here. Anybody want a t-shirt? That just hit the ground.
And you got to keep your pants on, so it was worth it.
You're welcome,
Keep that. To take us out, we're going to have Clownvis singing one song for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some joints
Thank
out.
You, everybody.
We could all sing.
Brian, can you go to songs? Quick, let's thank Eddie from Talking Shit. Come up here and be a part of our show. Now, if you got... let's give
Jason
it up for Jason,
got a concussion?
Jason,
you got a concussion?
Oh.
Cock to the head? Yeah. No. We're on the same team, Jason. Same team.
If you guys get a chance...
We're roommates. Okay.
Check out his podcast. It was comedy gold. So we're going to... Clownvis is going to take us out with this. As I throw marijuana at you people.
Uh-oh.
Hey, real quick, do you guys have a good time?
Yeah! Oh, good.
I can't...
I can't thank you guys enough for being a great crowd. I love you guys. Vicky Pezza.
Yes.
Gareth Reynolds. Clown
Biz.
Now the end is near, so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear.
Sing along.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
L.A. Speedweed.
I've lived
Fleshlight.
A life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, oh, and more. Much more than this,
I did it
my way. Regrets.
Country
I've
roads
had a few,
take me home.
But then again, too few to mention.
West Virginia.
I did what I had to do.
Mountain Mama.
I saw it through without exemption.
Colorado.
I did all that. I'd each careful step along the byway. Oh no,
I left my heart.
No, not me. Same
inside
difference.
I did it
my
way.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew.
What's that, Will Smith from Miami?
More than I could chew. Look at this guy.
Everybody.
But through it all, when the air was down,
I wish I had the dildo
and spit it out.
You sound good.
I faced it all.
I'm not going to.
And I stood tall.
I like all the
did
now bring it down.
I've loved. I've laughed and cried.
They can test everyone here, and you're all
had
certifiable.
My fill of losing on the naughty show. Now the tears subside. I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And might I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. I did it.
Black Power.
Look at this, guys.
Leland Steinem
and
Rocco's Tacos.
Black Power.
If not himself, then he has not to say the word he truly feels. And not the word, the word it is. The record shows Sam took the blows and did it
my way.
The record shows I took the blow and did it
my way.
Black Power,
the Naughty
Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
the LA Podcast Festival,
Postcard, LA Podfest, we love you. Thank
Black
you
Power.
All so much. Thanks for making this awesome. You guys are great. LA Speedweed, Fleshlight, good night.
LA Speedweed.